Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. She's a lifelong participant in rodeo. She rides and trains her own horses for herself and for her children, who also passionately pursue South Dakota's official sport. Alexandra Frederick has dedicated her life to serving her community, responsible land stewardship, and leading with integrity. She's the Democratic nominee for South Dakota Secretary of State in the November election, and she joins us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City studio. Alexandra Frederick, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hihani washday, Lori.
Let's start with a little bit of your background and why now? Why run for Secretary of State on the Democratic ticket this year?
Well, I think it was more than just wanting to jump up and do it. It's a movement, as we're learning all across the country. We're learning more and more women have stepped up and answered the call. And as far as myself, Allie Moran, the candidate for District 28, she asked for strong hearts. And I joke, when there's an Ogallala in the crowd and you call for strong hearts, we always step up.
What has that process been like for you then to sort of step into this new, it's not your first, work for others. It's not your first go at public service, but it's a new kind of campaign at this particular time. What kind of encouragement and support have you been receiving?
Well, on the trail, we've been receiving, we've been receiving prayers from everybody. And that's kind of, been my campaign motto. I'm running on coffee and prayers for everybody. It's such a, people can feel it. So it's been really eye-opening to witness this change happening in politics.
Tell me a little bit about your professional background. You've worked with the Sichangu Oyate Land Office and others. Tell me what you bring to the table professionally.
I worked for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe in their Sichangu Oyate Land Office, where I was the GIS GPS specialist. I assisted in creating the digital database, for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. My passion was mapping, so I, digitized all the historical maps. I helped with community boundary issues, housing issues, analyzing with all your spatial analytics that you can use with the GIS.
And you've pursued your education and taken the education of your children into your own hands. Well, so if anyone has doubts that you can multitask, that's something that you've got a lot of experience showing that side of yourself as well.
Yes, I like to keep busy. Yeah. It's kind of a virtue that we are taught from when we're young, is to always keep busy, keep your mind going, keep learning.
Yeah, you talk about where you come from and what your inheritance is, and inheritance is not a financial wealth or a major bank account, but it comes in the form of resourcefulness and work ethic. Tell me a little bit about where some of that inheritance came from.
Well, I have to credit my grandparents and my great grandparents for always doing the best they could with what they had. We never really had much, and I guess it's cliche, but we never knew we were poor either. Just having our family together, learning from, my great-grandpa, he would walk everywhere up until he was 91 years old. He was walking up and down the streets just to keep busy, to keep going. And my great-grandma, who lived to be 100, she would walk to town the 2 miles every day. It was always do what you can with what you have and just keep going, keep working, providing for your family.
Yeah. I had a grandmother like that in her 90s who was very active, and that leaves an impression upon you even as a young person. They don't have to say anything about that. You just have to observe.
Yes, and I miss them very much, but right. I'm so glad of what I learned from them.
Yeah. Let's talk about the rodeo a little bit, because as I follow you on Facebook, I see all the work that you're doing, to meet people and to be places where voters are. But also there's a whole lot of rodeo in your history. Tell us a little bit about your love for horses and the rodeo.
Well, horses, rodeo, yeah, go hand in hand. In South Dakota, I've grown up on a horse. My mom was riding a horse 2 days before I was born in January. So literally born on a horse.
Wow.
And, you know, that's what left me to stay in state was my access to horses. I had to be near them, and I always have to have them with me. And to keep going and showing your horsemanship is the sport of rodeo, you know, competing.
Right. And this is a family affair for your children. What is that sort of bring for you as a family, that sort of togetherness and, you know, those shared values, but also the shared activities?
Yeah, I can't really explain the feeling when you can roll up and you pull your horse out and then your daughter's horse out and your son's horse out, and you're all going to do this activity. And, you know, we get our practice at home in the pastures, and when we get to bring it to town and show it off, and it keeps going. Like my mom, she wasn't financially able to rodeo, and so she made sure that my sister and I could do that. And so now to continue that on, because it's hard. It does take a lot of money, and it takes a lot of work to keep going with this lifestyle.
Let's talk about the Secretary of State's office. Should voters send you there? They like what you have to say. What do you think some of the priorities for you personally that you would bring into the South Dakota State Secretary of State's office?
Well, I'm going to bring the people with me when I go to the Secretary of State's office to open it up, to make everybody feel included. Because the more I talk to people, the more they tell me, you know, they have, well, first of all, they don't know what the Secretary of State does. Right. Second of all, you know, they have no idea that their voice is important, and I'm the person that will help bring their voice to the state level and help them be represented.
Talk a little bit about election security and what are some of the important things in that office for the future to sort of keep elections in the state safe with the integrity that they need, so we trust the results and the process.
Okay. Right now, South Dakota has a very good process, the paper ballots, which are hard to corrupt and hard to miscount. But also, I tell everybody that you need to get out and vote, because security comes in numbers. And for you to have your voice heard, you need to vote. And the more you vote, the more we are heard and the more security we will have. And it's hard to break a voice that's that big.
Do you think that that's part of the Secretary of State role, is to consider voter turnout and any barriers that there might be to voter turnout? How does the Secretary of State potentially become part of that conversation?
Well, we handle all the records and the rolls of the voters. So it is very important, because that determines your representation in the state and in the federal elections. So for the Secretary of State to be involved in, like, the get out to vote, bringing people in to get registered and keeping people voting, it's very important, not just for the state of South Dakota, the government, but for the people themselves.
Do you think that that's the responsibility of everyone, of people, you know, the parties themselves, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or is it a state function?
I think essentially, you know, it does come down to the state, because it's who we represent. I mean, parties, they can... that they'll be there or they won't, they'll be involved or they won't, but it does come down to what the state does.
NPR is running a series of features about why people don't vote, and they went to, I'm going to forget what state they went and talked to voters, and I'm wondering if you have a sense, as you talk to people on the campaign trail, of why people make the choice in South Dakota to not vote. What are some of the complications or issues, the challenges, obstacles that South Dakotans have to overcome to get registered and to show up at the polls?
Well, from what I hear, you know, it is a little bit tough to vote in rural South Dakota. So a lot of people, they'll, you know, on election day, they'll just can't find the time. And there's always confusion at their precincts. I know we've ran into it personally. A lot of people feel like they're just not represented, and they don't feel like their voice matters.
Mm. How about the business environment? Another important role of the Secretary of State is to sort of deal with some of the, you know, business details. What efforts do you think you would make should voters choose to send you to peer to improve that environment or to look at where the environment is right now?
Yes, it is very important as a business owner. I'm a huge proponent of small business and local business. So to make those avenues easier for people to want to start a small business, want to support their local economy, I think that's important. And I guess I really don't know until I get there and crack everything open to see where we're at and where we need to be.
Right. Do you feel that there has progress has been made in the state Secretary of State's office? More work to be done? Do you think there are, you know, glaring problems that need to be addressed? Or is it more of a, you know, hey, things are solid right now, but we can do better?
Yeah, I think we can definitely do better as far as the citizens of South Dakota are concerned. The Secretary of State office is coming up, you know, with the technology and having everything online. I think that needs to be improved a little bit more. But it's just a change, I think, is what everybody wants.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation this being part of a movement. Do you feel the sense that as a woman running as a Democrat that you're part of something bigger than yourself? Do you think this movement has the traction to continue beyond November from what you've seen in the conversations that you're having?
I think so because, you know, one of the main reasons why I chose to run is that I want everybody to know that if they want to make a change, they can do it, no matter your education background. If you want to see something different, just go for it. Jump in that race. If you want something better, change it for the better.